SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Nou, gepraat van Daar Vater, ek sal volgend weer met Paul Hartzenberg from Protech. Paul, good to have you.
Yes, good to be here. Great to be here.
Always great. I opened up the curtains wide so you can enjoy the view. Too bad with all the rain today, nah?
Yeah, no sun, but that's all right. It's always good to have rain, so yeah.
Necessary, and I think it tunes in or slots into what we're talking about today, isn't it?
Absolutely. With the rain, there's going to be like suddenly the pests are going to be coming out as soon as the sun shows itself again. So we're going to be dealing with how to treat common garden pests and so forth.
Fantastic. Now, last time we ended up on the topic of snails, if I remember.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, so my question would now be, what are the common garden pests? Can you tell us about and, you know, can you offer advice on and, you know, like, for example, crickets?
Okay, yeah. Crickets are a really common problem, but let's just swing back to last week where we dealt with the snails because they're going to be coming out in droves now with all this rain. You can use, with the snails, once again, you can use scatticule for snails and snail stop. Sprinkle it late afternoon to early evening, just lightly between your plants. Don't put it in humps. It covers a much larger area, obviously, if you just sprinkle it. And if you're worried about your pets and so forth, just use scatticule for snails, as that's got a pet repellent in it. And just keep them away while you're spreading it. And then the crickets, obviously, they're going to be keeping everyone up. We had a complaint this morning. I was actually in one of the shops, and the lady came in complaining about them. You can use Kemprin, Protech Kemprin for that.
Yeah.
It's a contact insecticide. You just mix it accordingly and then spray it over your lawn, and it'll take care of the crickets. And then it also treats harvester termites, caterpillars. So you might have lawn caterpillars. It'll take care of them. And then on the coast, especially, we have like problems with whitefly. Very common problem. And you can use Kemprin for that too. So use it in your vegetable garden or on your fruit trees if you experience any problems with cutworms, fruit fly, anything like that. You can use Protech Kemprin, and that'll help you manage these problems. And also, you'll be able to enjoy your fruit and vegetables because fruit fly obviously are going to destroy your vegetable harvest. So
yeah, we've got that with prunes and plums, prunes are the dried ones, now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't be spraying it on that.
I definitely won't be spraying it on that.
No.
Now, this next one, I had to go look up the word to find out what the English is, but plant laser, aphids. You actually helped me with that. That is something that I think a lot of us are struggling with, and someone suggested Avigard.
Yeah,
is that a good option?
Absolutely. It's a great option when it comes to aphids and so forth, because it treats the aphids, it treats ants, mealybug, scale, and also fruit fly, just to name a few of the insects it does treat. With regards to the aphids, it's good to use this as they have a symbiotic relationship with ants, which eat the honeydew, which they produce on the back of leaves. So wherever you find aphids, you're going to find ants, and they're obviously after that honeydew. And if you don't check the aphids, then you're going to get, you could possibly get a fungus like sooty mold forming, and then you're going to have to treat the sooty mold as well. So if you use Avigard, it'll get rid of the aphids, which will stop the ants going after the sooty mold honeydew, and then obviously you'll be avoiding sooty mold forming, which is a plus point, obviously.
So it's all like a preventative measure.
Yes.
You know, taking it a few steps back, actually.
Yeah, so just to use, sort of jumping ahead and jumping the gun, basically, by using Protech Avigard on the aphids, because then you stop the ants as well.
Okay.
And aphids can actually destroy a plant, so Protech Avigard is a good option to start with.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break. And then I've got some questions about my mother-in-law's clivias. So we're going to get to that now.
All right. Good.
Psst. Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed voel dag. SFM.
Nou, jy is op pas aan geskakel het, ek gesels vanoggend met Paul Hartzenberg van ProTech in ons gardening insert, where we talk about all things gardening, and today we're talking about common garden pests.
Yeah.
Now, this one is a big one. Clivias. They, you know, I've heard so many people say it, and we sing it. Where they look great until snails and worms start getting into them, and that's a common struggle. And like you said to me, this is the coast. It's everybody struggles with that. So you know, if I want to ensure a good show of flowers, how do I go about that?
Okay, well, it is it's an absolutely common problem, and the problem is the lily borer, which attacks clivias and many other bulbous plants that you might have in your garden. So the best way to protect against them is obviously using Protec Kemprin to combat this, and it'll definitely get rid of those lily borers. And then speaking of worms, we have a product, Protec Nox Worm, which combats a range of worms and also fruit fly. Listeners could use this on their fruit trees as a preventative and corrective measure against fruit fly and the listed worms. One can spray every 14 days preventatively if you like, or you can spray as and when necessary. And I'm speaking a lot about fruit trees and vegetables, and it sounds like Protec's products are very specific to that, but these products are meant for all plants, not specifically fruit trees and so on. But I know obviously people are keen on their vegetables and fruit trees. So
of course.
Yeah. They're not specific to a plant or a plant group or something like that. They're all for all plants basically.
All right. Well, that's also good to know. And
yes.
And you know, safety and efficacy and all of those things are all important things. Now, someone I know planted a couple of seedlings the other day, and he said, you know, they look like they were thriving, and then this sounds like my whole history with plants, you know, and the next day they're lying on the side like they're all out of juice. And it looks like something's eaten the stem.
Yes.
What can you tell me about that?
He's absolutely correct. Cutworms are a common problem, and you can put a quick end to a thriving garden when you're planting seedlings and so on. Cutworms feed on the base of the seedling at the soil level, so they end up eating or cutting through the stem, and the little seedling falls over, so this destroys your seedlings and that you might have bought or even cultivated yourself, so you're losing money on that. So to stop the cutworms in their tracks, you can use something like Protec Cutworm Bait, which is a granular, ready-to-use product or insecticide. Just scatter it lightly once again amongst your seedlings or any place that you actually suspect or see that cutworms might have been active, and the Protec Cutworm Bait will definitely take care of those cutworms for you. You could also use Protec Kemprin or Nox Worm to control cutworms, which is a little bit more labor-intensive, obviously, because you've got to mix it and then spray. But the easiest would be just using cutworm baits, Protec cutworm baits.
Okay. Yeah.
And this will do the trick, absolutely.
That'll do the trick. Yeah. And like you said, it's granular, so you just sprinkle it on and forget it. That's good.
Easy to use.
Very easy, especially for people like me. Yeah. All right, we're going to do some music again, and we'll be back to the questions in a minute.
All right, great.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFMstreek.
Now, welcome back. We're talking about common garden pests, and I have Paul Hartzenberg in the studio this morning. So, Paul, last thing is those disgusting thing that we all struggle with, those big, fat, white grubs,
absolutely.
And they're eating the roots of your pot plants. So
that's right.
What can I do about that?
We often get this complaint, especially in pot plants, and the best thing, well, let's just tell you a bit about a white grub. It's the larval stage of a scarab or a chafer beetle, and they feed on the roots of plants, obviously. This can weaken your plant, and it can lead to them not flowering as you would like them to do or not fruiting as they should. And in severe cases, the white grub can actually kill the plant, especially potted plants, because obviously there's an excess of them in the pot, and they do nothing but eat your plant's roots. Mm. So to remedy these characters, you can use Protec Imidor, which is a systemic insecticide and is applied as a soil drench. So basically, you mix the solution and then just water the plant as you would normally, but with the solution.
Okay.
And then it'll get rid of the white grub, mole crickets, and other common sucking and biting insects found on the plants. Protec Imidor offers a long-term preventative and corrective control of many problem insects. And then we often get people coming in with regards to their lemon trees and other fruit trees, which suffer as a result from psylla, which causes a bubble on the effect on the leaves of citrus and other plants. And a psylla infestation also weakens your plant and affects the quality and quantity your fruit tree produces. So psylla also produces honeydew, which can lead to the formation of sooty mold. So to avoid these problems, once again, you can use Protec Imidor. It'll get rid of the psylla, and it offers all-round protection to your plants for, as I said, sucking and biting insects, the white grub, or the misverums in Afrikaans, as we all know them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a really good product to then use on with psylla, which is very common. And then, once again, just remember to read the leaflet well regarding the information carefully and the mixing instructions. Keep to those, and you should get the best results from the products you buy. Yeah, good luck with your gardens and vegetables. And I hope the sun comes out soon so we can all get in there. But while it is raining, we spoke about 713 and lawn fertilizers the other day. So it's your opportunity to run out and get some 713 and just put it down on your lawn. Perfect time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were saying earlier, you know, with there's been so much unexpected rain that...
Absolutely.
Like we say in Afrikaans, there's a pop rein met jy skep. So
skip
them deep.
Yeah,
yeah. So tell me, where can listeners find out more about your products, and where can they buy them?
Okay, on our website we've got we've got information about all our products, so they can find that at www.protecsa.co.za, and then also our Facebook page. We often post about our products on the Facebook pages, and then any hardware store or the co-ops, you can definitely find our products there. A lot of retailers have got them too. Just approach the guy on the floor and they should be able to assist you. Fantastic. What you're looking for.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. Well, Paul, as always, been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us this morning.
Thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure to be here and look at this lovely view once again, even though it's a little overcast, but it's looking great. And
it's always gorgeous, hey?
It's beautiful. I wish I could work here constantly.
All right, but until next time, see you around.
Great, thank you very much, and cheers to the listeners. Keep well.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.